Marshall positioned his protégés throughout the War Department, where they quietly spread his way of doing things. To make the task easier, he cut the waste in the department with utter ruthlessness, reducing from 60 to 6 the number of deputies who reported to him. Marshall hated excess. His reports to Roosevelt made him famous for his ability to summarize a complex situation in a few pages. The 6 men who reported to him found that any report that lasted a page too long simply went unread. He would listen to their oral presentations with rapt attention, but the minute they wandered from the topic or said something not thought through, he would look away, bored, uninterested. It was an expression they dreaded. Without saying a word, he had made it known that they had displeased him, and it was time for them to leave. Marshall's 6 deputies began to think like him, and to demand from those who reported to them the efficiency and streamlined communication style he demanded of them. The speed of the information flow up and down the line was now quadrupled. Marshall exuded authority, but never yelled and never challenged men frontally. He had a knack for communicating his wishes indirectly, a skill that was all the more effective since it made his officers think about what he meant. Brigadier General Leslie R. Groves, the military director of the project to develop the atom bomb, once came to Marshall's office to get him to sign off on $100 million in expenditures. Finding the chief of staff engrossed in paperwork, he waited while Marshall diligently compared documents and made notes. Finally, Marshall put down his pen, examined the $100 million request, signed it, and returned it to Groves without a word. The general thanked him and was turning to leave when Marshall finally spoke. "It may interest you to know what I was doing. I was writing the check for $3.52 for grass seed for my lawn." The thousands who worked under Marshall, whether in the War Department or abroad in the field, did not have to see him personally to feel his presence. They felt it in the terse but insightful reports that reached them from his deputies, in the speed of the responses to their questions and requests, in the department's efficiency and team spirit. They felt it in the leadership style of men like Eisenhower, who had absorbed Marshall's diplomatic yet forceful way of doing things. In a few short years, Marshall transformed the War Department and the U.S. Army. Few really understood how he had done it. Interpretation. When Marshall became chief of staff, he knew that he would have to hold himself back. The temptation was to do combat with everyone in every problem area. The recalcitrance of the generals, the political feuds, the layers of waste. But Marshall was too smart to give in to that temptation. He had to rule indirectly through others, controlling with such a light touch that no one would realize how thoroughly he dominated. The key to Marshall's strategy was his selection, grooming, and placement of his protégés. He metaphorically cloned himself in these men, who enacted the spirit of his reforms on his behalf, saving him time and making him appear not as a manipulator, but as a delegator. Like the War Department that Marshall inherited, today's world is complex and chaotic. It is harder than ever to exercise control through a chain of command. You cannot supervise everything yourself. You cannot keep your eye on everyone. Being seen as a dictator will do you harm, but if you submit to complexity and let go of the chain of command, chaos will consume you. The solution is to do as Marshall did, operate through a kind of remote control. Hire deputies who share your vision but can think on their own, acting as you would in their place. Instead of wasting time negotiating with every difficult person, work on spreading a spirit of camaraderie and efficiency that becomes self-policing. Streamline the organization, cutting out waste, in staff, in the irrelevant reports on your desk, in pointless meetings. The less attention you spend on petty details, the more time you will have for the larger picture, for asserting your authority generally and indirectly. People will follow your lead without feeling bullied. That is the ultimate in control.